And good morning, it's WGN. I'm James Van Osdell here for Matt Bubala. 312-981-7200. I love encased meats. I love hot dogs. So when I saw this article on Thrillist.com, Chicago's 25 best hot dog spots, I wanted to talk about it. So I have in the studio the author, Mike Gebert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. Are you ready to talk meat?
I am ready to talk hot dogs.
Fantastic.
Maybe not to have one right now, but...
Oh, I could have a hot dog any time of the day. And the thing about hot dogs, you have the first one, it's kind of like an appetizer. You can never have just one. Do you agree?
No, two is a good normal number.
Right. The first one, that just goes down so fast, you got to have a second one.
Yeah.
I don't even taste the first one going down. So we were talking off the air a little bit, and I started thinking about this. There aren't big hot dog chains. There's a chain for everything now. But hot dogs, as well-known as they are here in the United States, don't have their own Chipotle or their own Burger King.
No, it's true. They're really kind of the last regional food. You don't have a giant McDonald's of hot dogs. I was trying to think. There's some chain in Texas that's like Wiener World or Wiener King or something. But still, I mean, it's tiny compared to the McDonald's and Chipotle's and whoever. So it really is... You know, they're a local thing, and they're made specifically to different parts of the country, you know, Chicago particularly, which has very distinctive styles. So, yeah, they're kind of the last of the old school foods that way.
Is the Chicago-style dog, is that as sacrosanct as we've come to believe it is, or as we've been told, the celery salt, the tomato, the chopped onions, the sport peppers...
Well, you know, there's really kind of two Chicago styles. That's one of them. And Vienna Beef really promoted that, you know, kind of the meal on a bun idea. But before that, there's what people now call the Depression dog. Obviously, people didn't call it that, you know, in the 30s, because you never know, you're living in World War II, you know. That style, you know, it's real minimalist. It's just the onions, relish, mustard, could have the peppers, and then you get it rolled up with the fresh cut fries. And you see that at places like 35th Street Red Hots, down by Comiskey.
So the fries are in the bun?
No, they're in the wrapper.
Oh, right, okay.
But one of the best things is that you get these fries that sort of taste a little mustard and oniony, and you know, those are the best. The hot dog is kind of incidental to those fries, I think.
I love that. What makes a good hot dog?
You know, I think, Vienna Beef makes a good hot dog. I mean, you know, they dominate the market here so much. One of the things in Chicago really is that we have a spicier hot dog than people have in a lot of other parts of the country. It has paprika in it usually. There's often garlic spice. I mean, you can get different levels of all of that from Vienna or any other supplier, but... It's got a little bit of kick to it that you don't have in a lot of the country where, you know, the Oscar Mayer hot dog is sort of, you know, bologna tasting or something.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I really like, although one thing I found doing this article is you don't see it as much anymore, is the natural casing where it's in, you know, a bit of intestine, basically like an old-fashioned sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of places don't do that anymore. I'm sure people are... if they think about it, get grossed out by the idea. But it's the traditional way of making sausage. And it just works really well with boiling the dog, and you bite into it, and it's got a little snap to it.
The snap. You
got to
have the snap.
Yeah, well, that was one of the things I found doing this article is that that's really become a lot rarer. You know, God bless the places that still do that. But
where do you stand on the ketchup side?
You know, I think it doesn't go with... Chicago dogs, because I think the spicing is different for it. You know, they're done in a little bit of a German style, so German or Hungarian or something. So it ought to have mustard on it. That seems natural to me. You're going to eat a dog in the middle of Iowa, you know, that tastes like bologna. You can have ketchup on it for all I care.
Good perspective. See, I'm perfectly fine with a Chicago dog. At the end of the day, I'm cool with just the sport peppers, relish, and mustard. That's all I really need.
Yeah, I like kind of the minimal style too. I ordered a lot of them Chicago style because it makes a good picture for this article.
Sure.
When I was trying them out. But yeah, for me, I really like the minimalist dog. You know, you got a little bit of the onion, you got a little sweetness from the relish, and then mustard, and you know, that's a beautifully composed thing.
I do love the neon relish.
Yeah, yeah.
The look, the bright green.
And that's a great example of, you know, the regionalness of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's only a Chicago thing, and people out of Chicago discover they can't get it, and then they have to order it from here. And
totally, and Vienna does that, right?
Yeah, they sell it, and so do a lot of other people here.
All right, let's talk about this list. This is on Thrillist. You are a meat enthusiast. I mean, you not only do you like eating this stuff, you've been everywhere and you've tried everything. You're passionate about food.
Well, you know, and it's great about the hot dog, like you're saying, that two is a good number. That made it easier to scout out ones I hadn't been to, because we just go somewhere and we have one. I'd go with one of my sons and we'd share one dog and they're staring at us like, who are these guys? Are they on some weird diet?
Right.
And then move on to the next place. So we could hit three or four places in an afternoon checking out new ones. So
that does your son think, wow, Dad, you've got a cool job?
The day I was out, let's go eat four hot dogs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a dream gig. All right, so we talked earlier, last time I had you on, talked about barbecue places. And just like before, you break this up into north and south side.
Yeah, that was kind of more because just the length of the list. There aren't really so much distinctive styles, although I would say the depression dog, the minimal dog, is more common like south and in some of the western suburbs. Gene and Jude's out in, what is it, River Forest or mm-hmm. something is a famous one for that. The north side, you tend to see the garden dog or whatever you want to call the one that has everything on it more.
And speaking of Gene and Jude's, this is a Chicago specific list.
Yeah, I just did that because otherwise I, you know, for the next year I'd be eating four hot dogs every Saturday.
And there are great places in the burbs. I mean,
yeah, I mean, Gene and Jude's, the Mickey's, which has a couple locations on the west side, Wiener and Still Champion up in Evanston. I mean, there's lots of great places.
Oh, they're doing really interesting stuff at that place.
Yeah, he's a mad scientist. He does all kind of bizarre things. Go have the corn dog batter with Nutella in the middle of it. It's like,
oh, get out.
Awesome dessert. Yeah.
You just woke Caitlin up through the glass, by the way.
What time do they open?
Yeah. It's inconsistent, I found. It's usually not right when they say they're going to be open.
Yeah.
I've waited outside Wiener and Still Champion before. All right, let's start with the South Side. I guess let's start with the one that to me is the most iconic, and you may argue that, Jim's Original.
Yeah, I mean, there's a perfect example of, you know, kind of the old school, you know, German sausage making, and then some Greek guys, you know, buy it and they, you know, they make a business out of selling it to, you know, the Jewish peddlers on Maxwell Street, because that was, you know, that was known back in the day.
I love the Chicago history aspect of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, Maxwell Street was a great, you know, meeting place, you know, crossroads for ethnicities in Chicago. I mean, the area was known as Jewtown back in the day. I hope I can say that on the radio.
It wasn't politically correct,
but that's what, you know, that's what people called it. And it really was one of those places that drew people from all over the place, and you know, different ethnicities tried other, you know, other foods and stuff like that. So yeah, Jim's is a great example of how you get that kind of, you know, ethnic cross, you know, cross pollination with that kind of food.
And they never close.
And they never close. And it's,
they're, you know, always there for you. Like a good friend. They're always there.
It's a total dump. It's scary to to go up to, but you know, it's just great. And the Polish sausage there is one of the great dishes in the, you know, or sandwiches. Or
Maxwell Street Polish. Come on.
Maxwell Street Polish. Yeah.
What else we have? We have, Maury O'Malley's in Bridgeport. This is another old school.
Yeah, you know, if there's one great hot dog street in the city, it has to be 35th around the Sox there.
Mm-hmm.
You got Maury O'Malley's, you've got 35th Street Red Hots, which is related to a lot of the ones that people on the north side will know, like Wiener Circle and
which,
Red Hot
Wiener
Ranch.
Circle is not on your list.
Yeah, I left it off partly. I'm, you know, I'm not a fan of the late night scene there, which can get kind of ugly. I also just thought everybody knows it, and I wanted to call out for that area, because the list is kind of divided by areas, I wanted to call out a place called Flubbadub Chubbs, which is just really nice people in Lakeview. So
Their extra thick dog is called the Chubby.
The Chubby,
at
yes.
Flubbadub Chubbs. I appreciate it. That's what lists like this, it's not for tourists, it's for people who live here, like places.
Yeah, there's some of those things. It's just, you know, It's no trick to find the place that everybody already knows.
So right, the place that Conan O'Brien visited. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah.
All right, so more on the South Side H-Dogs. This is distressing, the Turducken Cobb Dog.
Yeah, I mean, there's the mad scientist aspect. But I thought what was interesting there, you know, part the list was partly prompted by the fact that Hot Dogs is closing. And I was really surprised that it finally, there are so many places kind of doing the thing he did of the weird dogs, you know, whether it's the, you know, doing an elk sausage dog or putting the funny stuff on it or, you know, the truffles and Manchego cheese and things like that. But there are more places than I thought that make some kind of special gourmet dogs mm-hmm. like that. And here's one in Bronzeville, which is maybe the last place that you would expect, you know, people, you know, lining up for these kind of strange dogs. But yeah, the Turducken Cobb salad dog is apparently a big thing.
Dear God, thinking about hot dogs, which is going away. I took my son there for his first ever visit a couple months ago. He said, Dad, I'm going to try the rattlesnake sausage. I'm like, you don't need to prove anything to me. I appreciate that you've never seen that before. You don't need to try it. You can. How about I just try alligator? Okay. I had some venison sausage, which was a little more straightforward. But I do appreciate that sense of adventure that Hot Dogs has in some of the places on your list. I may not try all of it, but I love the fact that it exists.
Right, and that's
I'm comforted knowing about it.
Yeah, that's what I love about Chicago. Like, one that I found that I had no idea of till I was just kind of scouting on Yelp, seeing what all was out there. This place had opened pretty recently called Rapidito, that's on Diversey, and it's basically a South American style dog, which is insane. They put a dog, and it's got like mustard ketchup and pineapple sauce on it. But then it's also got like broken up potato chips and cheese and quail eggs on it. Honest to God, quail eggs.
Are they open 24 hours? Will they be open at 5 a.m. when I leave here?
Yeah.
I'm half kidding.
And it's kind of great. I mean, it's the most insane hot dog you've ever seen, but it's kind of great.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We have more hot dog talk to come here. This is awesome. Mike Ebert is here. We're going to talk about hot dogs. It's WGN. Dog! You're amazing. WGN. That's from Mickey Mouse Playhouse?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Clubhouse, that's it.
They might be giants.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. That's fantastic. Just want to let that sink in. All right, I'm here with Mike Gebert. We're talking about your list you wrote for Thrillist, Chicago's 25 best hot dog spots. And there are the traditional places we've talked about, you know, Jim's Original. And there are some places that have more fascinating options, like Rapidito, which you just mentioned. I want to hit some of these other ones too.
Did he bring any hot dogs in?
He did. Well, he's not a restaurateur.
Okay.
He's not a hot dog empresario. He's just a hot dog enthusiast.
Connoisseur,
yeah.
Exactly. Big and Littles on the near north side. People love Big and Littles.
Yeah, that's a great place. And those guys probably have the hot dog spirit more than anybody who's opened since he did, in terms of like really wanting to mix high-end stuff, like their crazy, you know, foie gras French fries that mm-hmm. have a whole lobe, you know, $20 lobe of foie gras, whatever it is, sitting on top of the French fries, sort of melting into your freshly fried fries, you know, which is... got to be the most decadent.
Absolutely
Charlie
hedonism.
Trotter never dared do anything that decadent. And, you know, and they're just good guys, too. I mean, that's one of the things that I think people always liked about Hot Dogs is you saw him up there. It's, you know, the enthusiasm. You know, this guy is serious about bringing you, you know, new taste sensations in hot dog land.
Absolutely.
And they're like that, too. I mean, they're just good guys.
Hoppin' Hots in Andersonville. I've not been there. This sounds kind of awesome. Chicago dog with tomato jam, jalapeno mustard, a deep fried pickle, and your choice of a beef or a duck dog.
Yeah, that was a new one on me. I kind of knew it was there. It's where Great Lake Pizza used to be in Andersonville, which was kind of a cult thing for a few years among foodies. And they're owned shoot, who is it? They're related to Over Easy Cafe, the breakfast place mm-hmm. on Damon up in that area. But yeah, they just, I think they come from a little bit of a fine dining background. So they do just really nicely done job with this kind of stuff. They're just really well put together for these kind of crazy gourmet dogs.
I love fried pickles.
Yeah, that was cool. It's you know, your usual pickle spear on top of the pickle, but they fry it and
that's a very Southern thing.
Yeah, right. I never heard of that until like 10 or 15 years ago.
Love
and
then fried it kind of
took off, and it's such a natural thing.
Chubby Wieners in Lincoln Square, same general area.
Yeah, that's another one where, I mean, it's basically a normal hot dog stand, but they've got a little sign, you know, up on the board that lists like four or five, you know, gourmet dogs that are take it a little further.
The Cajun Creole and Dewey Dog.
Right, right.
You mentioned that, which sounds kind of good to me. Jimmy's Red Hots in Humboldt, minimalist dogs, fresh cut fries, fried in lard. Why is that? What makes that different or special?
They just got a lot more flavor. I mean, at least some lard in fries, you know, in the fry oil, I think makes a big difference. And again, it's kind of the old way that these things used to taste. Wiener and Steel Champion is another place that will admit under its breath that there's some lard in their fry oil too. And we all kind of went through this thing of, oh no, that's unhealthy. Corn oil is better. And we're in the process of finding out, you know, that's completely wrong. And
how about it?
You know, so these are a health food. They're fried and lard health food.
Right. They're good for you. That's the takeaway. You mentioned Wolfie's in Rogers Park. I remember as a kid, the two hot dog places on the north side that I would go to were Wolfie's and Flukie's
right.
on Western Avenue. Flukie's, I thought, was one of those places that would be around forever.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. The last one, I think, was inside a Walmart up on Tui or something.
It's still there, which is the most...
Oh, is it still there? Okay.
And they sell, like, it's things that aren't hot dogs there. I remember, like, tamales and all kinds of menu items that were distracting.
Well, you know, tamales actually kind of have a history with hot dogs in Chicago, which is another of those weird regional things. But have you ever heard of the mother-in-law?
No.
This is, you'll find it in some places on the south side, like Johnny O's on 35th and places like that. It was for people in the Depression who couldn't afford a hot dog. It was the cheaper alternative to the hot dog. And that's why they think it's called the mother-in-law, because, you know, it's like, well, you give the mother-in-law one of those. You're not going to spend hot dog money on her. But it's a chili dog with a tamale in place of the hot dog. And
that sounds kind of delicious.
It's kind of good in a trashy way. But to me, it's also just such a piece of history. You can totally see this having to get you through a whole day in the Depression.
Yeah.
So,
wow. The mother-in-law. That's fantastic. What else we have? We have Superdog, which seems like they would make a list. I noticed that some people were complaining that Superdog.
Some people don't like Superdog. I don't know. I don't see what's not to love about a drive-in, you know, hot dog stand in the summer.
Here's a place that they've got the packaging all figured out. I love the packaging and kind of their own variation of the fries and the hot dog in the same package. They serve out, you have to get through the fries to get to the dog.
Yeah, some people get weird about, well, the fries are inside the box steaming and they're not as crisp as they could, you know, whatever.
I will say I love the Polish at Superdog.
Yeah,
the Whoopsie
really
dog.
You know, one thing about Superdog, too, they're one of the few that doesn't use Vienna. Nobody knows where they get them. I think they get them made by some butcher shop, and they don't say where. But they're definitely more garlicky, and that's one of the things I like about them. They've got this fat, garlicky dog that's kind of different from anybody else. That and the fact that, you know, you take your kids, and there's, like, old cars parked there, and the hot dog in the Tarzan suit, you know, with the blinking eyes and all of that. I mean, it's a total charmer to me.
It is a total charmer. Again, that Whoopsie dog with like that onion bun,
yeah,
that is fantastic. And the new one, the new super dog out in the burbs, I think is lovely.
Yeah, yeah,
it's really nice.
I kind of love that. I mean, I've only driven by it, but Wheeling was kind of the fine dining place of that part of the North Shore. And it's like, well, what this place needs is a giant hot dog in a Tarzan suit with blinking eyes.
Absolutely. Clearly. Now, there is an element of peril getting in and out of the Chicago Superdog. Like if you go out on the east side of it, you have to cut through an alley and you kind of snake around to Devon Avenue and there are always cars pulling in the alley.
Right.
A little bit of adventure getting in and out. I still love Superdog. So haters gonna hate. All right, so some of the places, Northside, we've got Frank's and Dogs in Lincoln Park, Big and Little's near Northside, Rapidito in Lincoln Park, Flubbadub Chubbs in Lakeview, Red Hot Ranch, which we didn't mention, that's in Bucktown, Fatso's in Ukrainian Village.
Yeah, that's a great place. The guy just passed away, Phil Ashbach, who ran it. It was called Phil's Last Stand, and they just changed the name to Fatso's, which I think was also his name. But, you know, that's another one, you know, just the stand that is the reflection of the guy's personality. You know, he wanted to make everything good for you, and you know, it's a great Chicago place.
Superdogs in Jefferson Park over by Devon and Milwaukee, that's a classic. Portillo's, you mentioned, it's a chain, but this is something we really throw our arms around here in Chicago.
It is our chain. It's a regional chain that started as a hot dog stand in Villa Park, and they do classic style Chicago dogs. I'm not going to fault
them. I've never heard anyone complain about Portillo's.
Exactly.
I think we all agree on Portillo's. I love the beef sandwiches there. The dogs are perfectly fine.
Yeah, they do a nice job. Not necessarily the best, but a totally solid job with, you know, all those Chicago things. It's a good thing for the world.
For sure. All right. So, Mike Gebert, your piece, Chicago's 25 Best Hot Dog Spots, is on Thrillist. We can enjoy that there. We can savor it. We can use it as a handy reference guide for our dining out.
Absolutely.
And anything else we need to talk about with you? Anything you got coming up? Any articles? Anything you're working on? Doing some research?
I'm working on Southern and Soul Food right now. Yeah, I did fried chicken a few weeks ago, and now I'm going to expand.
You've got the greatest gig ever. You really, this is...
My cardiologist might not agree.
This is a fantasy gig. I got to come up with a list of Southern and Soul Food places. That's fantastic. All right, so you'll come back then.
I will.
All right, fantastic.